Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Kelly's boyfriend, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
He completed something from his bucket list. She'll tell us what it is in about 20 minutes.
You can call him and get him to tell you, too. He's been checking things off. Like, this is the year of stuff.
Really? Yeah,
that's
good.
Wanted to get done. Huh. And the only thing I think left on this year's list is getting a tattoo.
Ooh. I'll go with him.
Yeah, I'll go with him.
Oh, wow. Maybe Kelly wants to go and...
Well, he wants me to be there when he does it.
But no, but Al's insinuating that you would get one.
Oh, no.
Maybe.
Little one.
Why? I don't. It's not a desire of mine.
Just celebrate your love.
And you can watch.
A lower back. Put a magic wand back there.
It's actually pretty funny, but.
Abracabooyah!
Yeah.
The biggest thing is, you know, you're stuck with it, so you got to make a real.
It's committed.
That's a huge decision.
Sure.
Where do you put it?
Uh-huh.
What do you put there?
Abracabooyah! You know? Maybe something little on the back of the shoulder blade right there.
I don't know.
Something cute.
Now for you.
Oh, for me? No.
Yeah.
No. I don't want one.
Kelly's not going to get one. It's not in her bucket list.
I think my daughter would be devastated.
She doesn't like tattoos.
Well, I don't want one. I've convinced her not to get. She doesn't like glitter. She doesn't like tattoos. She doesn't like smoking.
Well, tattoos are the devil.
That's three steps closer to keeping her off the pole, Kelly.
That's
I mean, because, you know, if you're on the pole, you probably like glitter.
Yeah.
You probably like smoking. And you probably like that third one.
I'm with you on the smoking, though, Kelly. My grandma smoked so much that I hate even the faintest smell of cigarette smoke.
Was she on the pole?
My grandma?
Stop it, Al.
No,
stop
rest in
it.
Peace, by
Enough.
The way, grandma.
Have you already started working on the kids? About smoking so gross.
Oh, yeah. We were at the circus yesterday, and a gentleman was smoking in front of us and blowing the smoke all over us because we're behind him.
At the
circus? And my son, Kaysen, goes, Papa, stop. That man's yuck.
Yep, that's right.
Oh.
And so we stopped because he's already all turned off by the smoke.
Good.
I told you guys before we get into Jenna possibly breaking my heart about things that every guy that's moved to the burbs suffers from. Okay. And you guys said dad jeans. And what else did you guys say?
Man boobs.
Getting into wine
minivans.
Spritzers.
Yeah, wine spritzers. Not those. Every single dude that has moved to the burbs, I think, has to suffer a back injury. You hurt your back. That's just how it is. I can't tell you how many times I've heard wives go, yeah, we want to come to the party, but my husband hurt his back.
Well, that's often just a built-in excuse, honey.
It could be.
Come on, there's not that many back injuries.
I see them walking.
They don't want to come to your party.
I see them walking around, and they're all hurt. It doesn't matter if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s. You move to the burbs, you're going to hurt your back.
Back injuries are an easy thing to fake.
I don't know why. It just happens. I thought that I was going to be immune to that, but I'm sad to announce... I hurt my back over the weekend for the first time.
Blame it on the burbs. Huh?
Yeah, I blame it on the burbs. And it didn't even happen when it should have happened. Because my buddy David, big Thor guy, and my other buddy Tony, those are my running buddies, because you know, we got our wives hang out.
You need to pick a god for all of your buddies, or they're going to feel left out.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you got one Thor.
We only got two.
Just John or something.
I only have Thor.
I have Thor, and I just run with him.
Yeah.
And Tony. Thor and Tony. But David invites us to play this game called Danny Ball at a volleyball court.
Called what?
Danny Ball. And I'm thinking, Danny.
Because volleyball isn't violent enough, Al.
Yeah.
What's Danny Ball?
Well, I'm thinking, every Danny I know is extremely awesome.
So Danny stands for danger.
Does it?
Does it? What is Danny Ball?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be just a fun game played on the volleyball court. No.
What is Danny Ball?
We show up, Al. And there are two medicine balls.
See?
The ones you see at the gym that the CrossFit people are just throwing up against the wall for no reason. The one that the old ladies put in between their legs and they do that weird bridge and you can't look away.
The gyrating
thing. Yeah, they do the gyrating thing. Those medicine balls are they're sitting on the volleyball court, and I'm like, "What are we doing with that?" He goes, that's what we're playing with.
So Danny Ball is not a competition. It's a workout?
Oh, it's a competition / workout.
But you're going to play volleyball with weighted medicine balls?
You don't hit them, though, because you would obviously hurt yourself. So what you do is you pick these up, and you do the motion, the twist motion, so it works your core, and you got to throw it over the net. Then the other guy has to catch it in one continuous motion. So you catch it and then launch it back.
So you
can't pause.
Like an oblique twist.
Yeah, over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt, right?
Right. I thought so, but we stretched out and everything. I did not suffer an injury playing that game, and we played for a good solid 2 hours.
Okay, so you say you did suffer an injury, but you didn't do it doing that.
Yeah, I suffered my injury the next morning when I decided to do my lawn.
Oh,
to keep it stereotypical,
Kelly,
I hurt my back lifting my lawnmower.
Am I going to get blamed or a lawsuit for this? Because
I blame you, Al.
Never mind,
Kelly. Did you warm up before you mowed the lawn?
No, I didn't know I was supposed to warm up before mowing my yard.
Stretch out.
Pre-mowing warm-up, dude.
Plus, my yard sucks because I have to lift my lawnmower because I have like a step-up to go mow the front of my house.
Yeah.
And I lifted it, and I twisted, and as soon as I twisted, I fell to the ground, and I've never felt this before.
Oh.
I fall to the ground on all fours, and my lawnmower falls on top of me.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just...
Fortunately, it wasn't on.
There's people driving by. Nobody's helping me. No, it wasn't on, Al. Nobody's helping me. I'm just sitting there with what feels like a broken back.
Oh, man.
And so, I told Kenzie, I was like, you're going to have to finish this.
Is it possible that you injured your back playing Danny Ball, but the injury just didn't manifest itself until the next day?
Possibly I weakened my muscles playing that game and then doing the lifting of the lawnmower. Because the lawnmower is heavy, but it's not
really
break your back heavy.
Yeah.
I guess the twisting is what did it.
Maybe you just wore yourself out and you didn't know it.
But I'm so hurting this morning. I'm like standing like an old dude.
Now you're going to be hurting on the inside.
Can't lock my knees out. I'm going to be hurting on the inside.
Maybe.
Once you hurt your back, it's just
bad. It's game over?
It's game over, dude. I mean,
are you going to take me out to pasture, Al?
I'm telling you, man, it seems like you never really heal when you got a back. I've got one. Had a long time from working at UPS, lifting boxes and stuff all the time. And then just the slightest little thing now can just set your back injury.
Oh, my poor wife. I was even starting to notice how much I was complaining about my back. So I wonder how she was feeling.
You know what comes next? The making noise when you're getting in and out of the car.
I need one of those things that lift me in. That's what I want to buy. So what's going to be hurting on the inside? My heart, Jenna?
Yes, your heart. I think so.
Why?
Well, you might be excited or you might be... It might hurt your feelings. I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm going to tell you what transpired because I was sitting at home yesterday and... I got a notification from this Raya dating app that I'm on.
Jenna used to be strictly on Raya. Now she's all over the place.
Yes. Yeah.
Raya she's diversified.
She does on Bumble, too.
So I was on this dating app, and I got an email notification from Raya. I haven't been on it, honestly, in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I got a notification saying that they've changed their terms. And if you don't start a conversation within a week of... matching with someone, it expires.
Oh.
Okay.
Your match
before, does? Emergency, yeah.
So okay. Now it, because a lot of these, I mean, most of my matches on here, honestly, there's no conversation that's been started after we've matched.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of led me to go to the app and look over my matches and then flip through some new ones, maybe.
Uh-huh.
So I start getting some people popping up on the screen. And then out of nowhere, I get a Mr. Glenn Powell. And I hit,
Glenn?
Without even going through his profile, I hit heart, of course, and match.
You matched with Glenn?
And he wrote me right away and said, you match with JC's best friend, he's going to be so pissed.
Yes.
So?
I mean, he technically could have asked me for your phone number. So how is this relationship blossoming?
And I just wrote, ha, yes, with the crying, laughing face. I can't wait to tell him. And, I mean, that was just last night. So that's it so far. That's how it's blossoming.
Oh, that doesn't break my heart.
Okay.
That makes my heart a flutter.
That makes you excited.
Yeah.
You would like that.
Sure. Because we could go on double dates. We could have sleepovers.
Oh, my goodness.
He could help you lift the lawnmower up so you wouldn't have a back injury.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had my back injury.
You could do all these things otherwise with any other guy, but now you want to go on double dates and have sleepovers only because of him.
Yeah,
because
he's single right now, so we can't do couples things.
Okay.
Play some Danny Ball.
We could play Danny Ball.
Or Glenny Ball.
You're going to go on a date?
I was going to run it by you and make sure you thought it was cool.
Yes.
Because he's your friend, you know?
Of course. I want to put in some great words.
Very respectful, Jenna. You know, because when you're trying to ease in with a dude that you know, one of his friends, you do want to check with that friend first.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because if something went awry between him and I, then it would ruin Jason's friendship, and that came first.
But, listen here.
Jason now, some choose.
Yeah, that's a valid, thank you. That's a valid point, Jenna, because if it does go awry, I will have to remain friends with him.
Yeah, you're Team Glenn.
No, I'm not Team Glenn. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, pretty much.
How many times have you guys hung out?
Twice.
How many times have we hung out?
Me and you?
Many.
Four times.
But you're still Team Glenn.
Times like 100,000.
But you're Team Glenn.
I mean, no, I'm not Team Glenn. I'm just saying I would still remain friends with Jenna. because that's my homegirl.
Okay.
But I still have to keep my buddy.
I got it. I'm okay with that.
What if Glenn and Jenna developed a little bit of a relationship, but there's some distance involved.
Yeah.
But they have a thing. But you find out that Jenna's seeing some other dude.
He knows I wouldn't do that.
Wait a minute. Do you tell Glenn?
Because I got homegirl rule right here with Jenna.
Right. But you got homeboy rule with
Glenn.
But
I got homeboy. Homeboy rule trumps homegirl rule.
All right. Okay,
so if I was messing around, which is uncharacteristic of me, you would tell him. But what if you found out he was messing around?
Absolutely not.
What's the rule there?
What?
No.
It should go both ways there.
Huh?
Or you just stay out of it.
Just stay out of that.
Stay out of it both ways, or it goes both ways.
No, that's y'all's business. We stay out of that. Homeboy rule, again.
I don't go both ways.
Homeboy rule.
I go one way.
You got the guy. You got homeboy rule, dog.
It's homeboy rule. We can't break homeboy rule.
You can't break the code.
You can't break the code, the bro code.
Kelly, that's just how it is.
Well, about Jenna, you've known her longer.
Yeah, you haven't known me longer. Or how about giving me a heads up, like, maybe you need to date some other people?
Yeah, I would do it softly.
Subtly.
I would tell you subtly and softly.
Yeah, but
not break
you go
your
to
heart.
Him and say, Jenna's a hoe.
Yeah.
That you do.
I love that we're already getting there.
Yeah.
We're so far ahead in your relationship right now.
I don't play like that.
Do you want to call him on air and ask him on a date?
Oh, yes. Let's all play along.
Let's ruin it before it got started, you guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
He knows what he's getting into. This is the radio. He knows.
I don't do it like that.
Did you ask him if he's filming right now?
No, I haven't said anything. I told you our exact conversation.
Oh, that was it?
Yes. It was just last night. I've had other stuff going on, so dating's not really the priority at the moment.
That makes up for your dog murdering the squirrel. Like, I'm so happy.
What about me almost murdering my dog?
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Totally unrelated to the squirrel.
We will be getting into that.
Yeah.
Jenna has a PSA for you dog owners.
I have a feeling a lot of you guys are going to be like, oh, why didn't you know that? So just fine. You're going to be critical. But a lot of people probably don't know if I didn't know.
I don't know.
So I'm going to pull back the curtain and tell you guys everything.
Okay. And also, Kelly will tell us what her boyfriend checked off the bucket list over the weekend. I'm excited to hear, Kelly.
You should call him and get him to tell you.
Okay, see if he's up. Is he up?
I'm sure he's up.
Is he? Okay, if he's up, he'll tell us. If not, Kelly will tell us.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You can text the show whenever you want. We got a text asking, when are we giving away the trip with the never-ending summer? Okay, this week we're taking it off this week. All we need you to do is sign up at KidNation.com.
All right.
And we'll send you to Innisbrook this time, a trip for four, a Salamander Golf and Spa Resort. And as long as you sign up at KidNation.com, you'll be entered to win. We'll give that trip away next week. And every single day, we have more trips for you as well. And if you already entered from last time, you're already in. Don't even worry about it.
Don't worry.
Got you.
These are good to know things.
Yeah. And this is all courtesy of Visit Florida. Again, go to KidNation.com to enter. KIDDNation.com. And this week, we're not giving away trips because we're giving you a trip to go check out Coldplay with our fun game called Coldplay or Beyonce. Or what was it, Jenna? Bay or Coldplay?
Bay or Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
A Jenna production. All you got to do is tell us if the lyrics we're giving you are from a Coldplay song or a Beyonce song.
Yep, three different sets of lyrics.
That's it.
You just got to get two out of three. Mm-hmm. So if you get one wrong, that's okay.
Perfect. Yeah, you still
have
another shot.
Trying to make it a little bit easy for you. A
little bit.
Like it.
Yeah, a little bit. Did you guys watch a lot of the Olympics over the weekend?
I saw very little over the weekend.
I saw more during the week.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Tons. That's actually almost all I watched.
I watched a little bit of Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
And Michael Phelps says that he's definitely going to retire for real this time.
He's done, huh?
Yeah. So don't get your hopes all up.
You know, at the age of 31, I'm happy to start moving forward to a new chapter in my life. And I am retiring. This is it. And that was the last race ever. And you know, I think the biggest change between now and London was, you know, going into my last race in London, I was just looking forward to it being over. Like, you know, I didn't really have, you know, I wasn't really swimming that great in my opinion. And I wasn't fully involved with it. And this time around was completely different. You know, I walked into the pool yesterday and I felt the tears coming already. Aww. You know, with everything that Bob and I have gone through and we've been able to accomplish. So it was just a good experience that we had and shared together. And I think the memories that we have built in this Olympics are much more meaningful than anything we've ever built.
He is by far the greatest Olympian of all time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest up and down stories that we've ever seen and back up. Because he was at the height of it all.
Yeah.
Hit rock bottom when he got caught with his DUI, and then he got those videos surfaced of him smoking marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
You thought he was done. He wasn't winning any sort of meets, you know, at the Worlds. And then he comes back and does what he did at these Olympics. But Ryan Lochte, he refuses to believe that Michael is done.
Do you want to look in the camera and say, Michael, I'll see you in Tokyo?
You know what? I can definitely say that because I guarantee he will be there.
Do you really?
I think so. I really think so. So, Michael, I'll see you in Tokyo.
Michael responded
maybe
to that.
As a commentator.
Sure.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I watched
maybe.
An interview with Michael's mom and girlfriend or fiance who he's going to marry with the baby. And they were like, we don't see him being able to walk away from it. So they even said that they might be there.
Oh, man. I hope he doesn't.
They told Michael Phelps that Ryan said that. And he said, Ryan doesn't know what he's talking about.
Go out on top, man.
Go out on top.
Speaking of Ryan Lochte. Yeah.
Find out these people who go back one more time and wish they had.
Exactly. Go out on top, man. You have the greatest ending. You're going to be a movie, a Disney movie, if you just stop right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But speaking of Ryan Lochte, he got robbed at gunpoint on Saturday night in Rio with three other swimmers.
I was with a couple swimmers. We were coming back from the training house.
You can't hear them, but I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
So they were going. They were coming back from a French swim party. They went over to hang out with some buddies from the French swim team, and they were in a cab, and they got pulled over by what appeared to be police officers. And when the police officers walked up, they quickly noticed that these were not, in fact, police officers. They just said, all of you get on the ground. Ryan Lochte did not want to get on the ground because he said, I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm more of a swimmer.
And the guy cocked his gun and said, pointed it at Ryan Lochte and said, get on the ground. And he said, that's when I realized they were not cops. They ended up robbing them of their money. I think they took Ryan Lochte's wallet, but they let him keep their credentials and their phones.
Mm.
The IOC, who was in charge of bringing the Olympics to Brazil, they said, oh, that didn't happen. That's their first statement was, oh, that didn't go down.
Yeah.
When there's Ryan Lochte and three other swimmers that are telling you otherwise, that did take place.
Well, that looks bad for tourism.
Right.
Of course. IOC.
They couldn't protect them. They were right.
Yeah. Caroline Craddock's in studio. You have an Olympic thing for us?
No.
Oh, okay. What do you have?
I'm just going to make Al's day real quick.
Okay.
You checked your Twitter?
Huh? What?
Have you checked your Twitter?
No.
Blake Shelton just tweeted you.
What?
Hold on. We have breaking news real quick. Alan is also on the phone. We'll get to him in a second. Kelly's
boyfriend.
Well,
this is way more important.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make Al's day.
Okay, what?
So, Al had said for Blake to come by the bar, and he tweeted you last, was it yesterday?
Saturday. Said, this will happen.
Yeah, I'll make it happen.
Yeah.
And then, so Al tweeted him like a few minutes ago and said, oh, by the way, I drank your beer.
Mm.
And he just tweeted Al back and said, dang it, man.
You got a dang it, man.
There you go, at least.
You excited? Yeah.
Oh.
I know, that was really big news.
What's he doing up so early?
What is he doing up? Well, he's on tour, so.
He might be up from the night before.
He's probably just getting back in.
Who knows?
Like, Al, you got to hit him back now.
Yeah, I just had to tell you make your day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. You're welcome.
Dang it, man.
What are you going to hit him back with? Miss you this weekend?
See, that's the thing.
You don't want to come on too strong.
That's
what we've said in the past. Just leave this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This allows you.
Leave him wanting more.
To
play hard to get out.
Next time you want.
All right. Well, from Al to Alan.
Alan!
Kelly told us that her boyfriend and magician, Alan.
He's my magician.
checked something off of his bucket list.
He's been doing a lot of that this year.
Yeah. Alan's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
He remembered. Hello, I'm Alan.
Hey, JC.
Hey.
Hey, what are you wearing?
Oh, well, it's Monday morning, so I'm getting ready for work, so I'm in a pair of jeans, and I'm shirtless.
Yeah!
No shirt. Oh, wow.
I called him and say, hey, we're going to call you from a number it's going to say you don't know it, and you know, talk to you on the radio. He's like, well, I'm standing here shirtless. Is that okay? I'm like, it's radio. But I make it.
Theater of the mind, Kelly.
So we all can picture him shirtless.
Well, we're connected, JC.
Yeah.
Alan, Kelly said that you've been checking things off your bucket list. Why the sense of urgency?
I don't know. Maybe it's I had a big birthday recently. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know why. I'm just checking them off. I got my big Sharpie out and I'm just checking them off.
I think it's smart.
Yeah. So what did you check off over the weekend?
I asked him. I said, we're going to call and talk about your the bucket list item you checked off this weekend. He said, which one? He didn't know what I was like. Oh, you mean, it was a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Well, I don't think it is that big a deal, really.
What is it?
I think it is.
We'll decide.
What is it?
I got a weekend car. It's like a little weekend car.
See, everybody went,
hey, now.
That's a weekend big deal. Car.
This is up my alley right here, buddy.
That
boy.
Is a big deal.
He's like, it's not a big deal. What? Like, that's a big
so,
deal.
I got Alan, a weekend car.
Define a weekend car. So you just ride it on the weekend, basically?
It's not one that you would commute in. Yeah.
Right.
It's got a 6-speed, and it's a 2-seater. Ooh. You know, and I have three kids, so I kept my dad car.
Yeah.
But this one's just for buzzing around, having fun. I told Kelly I want to see her flowing chestnut mane in the wind. So,
hold on, dog. Did you just say her flowing chestnut
yes.
mane?
Hey, I'm glad he said chestnut mane because I thought he was going chest hair. I was like, what is this?
Her flowing chestnut mane.
Wow. Man, I want Alan to describe all of us.
Hey, please tell me what you got, what kind of wheels you got that's going to let her flowing chestnut mane blow in the air.
It's a Porsche.
Oh! Ooh,
convertible, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a convertible.
What color?
Navy.
Navy.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's like really dark blue. It's almost black, but it's like a navy blue. Yeah, with a gray interior.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds
good
awesome,
good for
dude.
You.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I've always been a kind of a car nut like Al, you know. I love cars and I love driving, and I have a hybrid, and it's not exactly the most fun car to drive, but it's awesome on gas.
It's sensible.
It's practical.
Awesome right.
So this one's more fun.
Yes.
All right, got the fun car.
Did you go riding in it yet, Kelly?
Not yet.
Oh. When's the first ride happening, Alan?
Maybe tonight.
Oh!
Tonight would be a good one.
And it's not even the weekend.
Yeah, we can take it out, even though it's not the weekend.
It's a weekend car out on a Monday.
Yeah, it's a date night car.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to rain.
It is.
Oh, it is. Alan, you're going to have to.
Yeah. Well, it'll be nice and cool. There's nothing worse. I see people in convertibles and it's 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And you know they're just sitting in a bucket of sweat.
Yeah.
It's awful.
You get a good 5 days out of it.
And so next on the bucket list.
Oh, wow.
What is next?
Oh, the tattoo thing?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I did those temporary tattoos for the kids' party.
Are they off yet?
Yeah, they're finally off.
He left them on. He left them
on. I just let them kind of naturally wear off.
That's the best way to see if you want one, though, they say.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, Jenna. I thought that was a good way to do it.
Yeah.
It was fun, but I don't know. My kids hated them, and Kelly was kind of indifferent about them, so I don't know if I'd do one or not.
I said, go for it. As long as it's not awful and big, and as long as it has a meaning.
Will it be a KR on the tattoo that big guy?
No.
the KR. I'd have to do the KR, right?
The Kelly Rath.
The, all right.
And guess what else we're doing?
What else
he's
are you
taking,
doing?
He's taking me to his alma mater for a college football weekend.
Because you, Kelly loves sports. Yeah,
And she likes to stay active.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
right.
We're finally at the hometown visit, you guys.
Yeah.
We're going to Lubbock in October, I think.
Reckon Tech. All right.
Yeah, that's where I went to school. I went to Tech. So
okay.
I told her I'd take her to a football game and do the whole experience there. Go on a Saturday, and I guess we're going to stay a couple of nights and just have fun, watch a game. I can tour the campus. I haven't been in forever. I haven't been in like 15 years.
Wow. See where his dorm was. See the bars he used to go to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Kelly didn't get to live that college experience.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
It should be fun. Oh, JC, while I'm thinking about it, I can't tell you how happy it made me to get that text from you that said that you did a magic trick.
Oh, I forgot to talk about this. Yeah.
Something off of JC's bucket list.
Yeah. No,
that
I
made me so happy.
Because Alan has taught me one magic trick, and he told me to master the magic trick.
Yeah, practice.
Practice. And so I went and hung out with my buddy, Bad Influence Paul, a couple weeks ago. When was it? Last week. And he had a deck of cards, and I'm like, I'm going to go for it. Because I get scared to try it in front of my buddies because they'll make fun of me if I screw up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. That's what dudes do.
And not only, I did it once, and Paul was like, how'd you do that? Do it again. And then I was like, no, I can't do it again because you might figure out how I do it. And he goes, no, do it again. I did it again. And he was even more confused on how that went down. So I had to text my sensei and let him know.
You successfully completed
that. I'm proud of you.
All right.
I'm proud of you.
And sensei, Alan, says that he has some magic tricks ready to go for our family vacation that we're going on here in a couple weeks.
He's been practicing some new ones.
Oh, y'all are going to be a beating.
Oh, you're a beating. What are you talking about, Al?
No, I like magic tricks that work.
Yeah.
That are impressive.
Sure.
Yeah. It's when JC's practicing in front of us. It's like someone practicing the piano
right.
over and over.
Well, thank you for being proud of me, Alan.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm proud of you for getting your car.
Yeah, congratulations on the new ride.
Yeah.
Got a trip to Lubbock on the books. Shout out to Mix 100.3 in Lubbock.
Yeah, you gave us a new name for a horse in the Kentucky Derby next year.
Kelly's
flowing
chestnut mane.
That's going to be the name of the horse.
Flowing chestnut mane.
All right.
Awesome. His daddy said, "My hair is chestnut."
Yeah,
and that's Alan just thinks that's the funniest thing ever.
Flowing chestnut.
He says I have chestnut hair all the time.
Awesome. All right, Alan, go get a shirt on and get to work.
All right, y'all. Have
shirtless
a
Alan.
Shirtless Alan, everybody.
Shirtless Alan.
All right, he's gonna make that shirt appear out of nowhere. There you go.
Oh man, got his new ride. I love that.
Man.
Isn't that fun?
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That is fun. I can't wait to hear how that ride
goes. He's taller than me, isn't he? Isn't Alan taller?
He's 6'2".
Because I've sat in a Porsche before.
It's hard to get in and out of.
It was kind of hard.
It hurts the back. He's going to have a back injury.
First world problem.
I sat in it. I sat behind the wheel. I drive a stick. I used to drive a stick all the time. I haven't driven one in years. I told him, I said, I don't know how I'm going to drive it. And he's taller than I am. Because I think your knee would keep hitting the steering wheel.
Yeah.
He's like, no, he can do it. And he's 6'2", so.
Getting in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting in and out. That's why it's just a weekend car.
Did we ask him, was it an older Porsche?
It's a 2000, I want to say 2004.
Like 2000 some? Yeah, okay.
I want to say a 2004.
Still good.
Yeah. He only had like 70,000 something miles on it.
Yeah. Pretty good.
This last lady bought it and just basically parked it in her garage for 4 years. Yeah. So.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah. For him.
That's cool.
Yeah, check those off the bucket list.
Yep.
All right, we still have your Bay or Coldplay game coming up. And Jenna's PSA, if you're a dog owner, she has a PSA for you. She says it's completely fine to judge her, and you could do that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got your Coldplay tickets coming up in a few minutes, about 5 minutes or so. First, we got to get to Jenna Owens and her doggy PSA.
Yes, and a lot of people following me on Snapchat thought maybe this had something to do with the squirrel video that I posted, because Weezy found a dead squirrel. She did not kill it. It was dead for days in the backyard and brought it to me in her mouth because this thing was so gross. It had maggots coming out of it. So I disposed of it. But then when I post a video at the doggy ER, people thought, oh my gosh, does this have something to do with the squirrel?
Right.
No, this is the deal. I almost killed my dog. It was me. Accidentally, of course. So Weezy has horrible allergies over the last few months. She's been on steroids.
Okay.
Maybe why she got the squirrel. But she can't stay on steroids permanently. I was actually talking to Kelly last week about it, because she's going to have to go to the dermatologist and get the allergy test. Oh, my gosh.
A lot of money.
Yeah. Expensive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in preparation for that, this weekend, I was looking into some other things that I could give her, because Benadryl doesn't really work, makes her sleepy, whatever. So I found out that you can give dogs Zyrtec and Claritin. I had no idea, and I have that. So I didn't know you could give dogs human allergy pills like that.
Well, I guess
it makes
sense. Either.
Yeah, I didn't know. Okay, so so I actually started giving Weezy this generic Zyrtec I had on Thursday night, and I was giving her a little bit less of the dose than was recommended, because that's what I do. You start trying it out. She only weighs 19 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started, you checked with the vet first, or you just...
I did. I actually emailed the vet, and she wrote back and was like, yes, Zyrtec and Claritin are totally safe. This is the dosage that you give her.
Because I would feel bad, because I said that's what I did, and if you tell me you almost killed the dog on my recommendation,
No. This is no one's fault but my own, but it's a good lesson learned for me. So I gave her a little bit of Zyrtec, but there's another element to this story. I'm gonna like fill you guys in on my life, because it has something to do with why I didn't notice her symptoms. Someone's been following me, so I've been, needless to say, very on edge, and this is something that's been going on for about a week, and so I haven't been sleeping. I'm mad, obviously. It's invasive. I'm mad, and I'm highly alert, not sleeping
and scared. Yeah,
of course, it's terrifying. But you know, I'm being alert, so I'm constantly, you know, on guard and watching. And Weezy has been very edgy, and I just assumed she's taking after me. So it's honestly kind of funny, because we're sitting on my porch on Friday, and I'm like on the lookout, right? Because I'm looking to see if this person's driving by where I live, and
you're like Clint Eastwood.
Well, because
on,
he's been following
porch.
Me places. Yeah, and I'm mad. I'm gonna get you. Yeah. And so Weezy's barking and turning her head. I'm like, yeah, bad guys. She's going, whoa. She's turning. I'm like, yeah, get them, bad guys.
Yeah.
And I'm like videoing it. Like, it's funny because she's edgy and she's being my guard dog. Well, come Saturday, Weezy is acting like the Tasmanian devil. She is running around, so hyperactive, legs twitching, panting. And I'm thinking, okay. This has been 3 days of this. Something's up. So I start Googling, like a paranoid dog owner. Yeah. I Google antihistamine overdose symptoms. right? So look at this. I mean, she's acting like you see Breaking Bad Pug. Someone's giving her meth. She's going crazy.
Wow,
man.
So symptoms: hyperactivity, fast heartbeat, muscle spasms, twitching, excessive panting. Check, check, check. Everything she checked off except for seizure and sudden death. So I call the vet.
Oh yeah, you gotta.
Glad you didn't get to the last two.
Yeah. Sudden death is kind of
that's bad.
Call the vet. I need to bring her in right now. This is what I've been giving her. Grab the box. Look at the box. Oh my gosh, I've been giving her Zyrtec D.
You gave her the D?
Congestant.
I had no idea, and it was never... I mean, I know people that have dogs and have allergies, they are like, oh, yeah, you can't give them the D. And I'm like, I had no idea. So the D is super deadly and poisonous to dogs. So I have been thinking Wheezy's on edge because I have a stalker and she's looking. I've been poisoning my dog.
Oh, no.
So I have to get her straight to the ER. Her blood pressure is through the roof. She's okay. 12 hours of IV fluid, catheter, muscle relaxers later.
So scary.
She is okay. Yes. So Zyrtec is okay for dogs. Zyrtec D, and that's my fault. In any other situation, I probably would have researched this more. Maybe it should have been communicated better. I didn't know. I think it's just obvious to some people that know. You can't give them the D.
I didn't know. I didn't know
Wheezy couldn't handle the D.
Yeah.
Couldn't handle the D.
Hashtag, don't give your dog the D.
So she's okay.
The Zyrtec D.
But hey, a lot of people have said, I would have only known that because I work here. And a lot of people have said, I had no idea dogs could even have Zyrtec. I had no idea that that was bad for them. But yes, they can have the generic. They can have Zyrtec and Claritin, the correct dose. They
Benadryl.
And Benadryl. They cannot have anything with the D in it, the decongestant.
Wow. Mm.
Good to know.
So now I know.
It's a doggy PSA.
Now I know
right
I'll never do it again. I'm so sorry. I felt awful. Yeah. You guys, oh my gosh, I almost killed her.
I didn't know that. And I've had dogs my whole life. Did they tell you how long? Like, if you would have waited extra?
No, but can you... No, this is the thing. Sudden death is a symptom other than everything.
Because a little heart's
going too crazy. Giving this to her, let's say, today and not noticed, and I've been edgy and gone to work, I could have come home and, her blood pressure was, like, almost...
Good catch, though. You saw that she was acting weird.
Yeah.
There's that.
I thought she was just being my guard dog.
Yeah, no.
Like, yeah, get him. Get him.
Hey, man.
She was tweaking.
Oh, man.
That's a good PSA, Jenna, because a lot of us didn't... I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I'm glad you told us. Well played.
Yep.
Wow. All right. How would you like to check out Coldplay in concert?
Yes.
It's one of my favorite shows that I've ever gone to. I went with Jenna and Kit a few years ago. They're super awesome live. Al, you've never watched them live.
I've never seen Coldplay live. No.
Kelly, you've gone, right?
Yeah,
you've seen them.
I sat there for three songs and we left.
We have your chance.
Well, they played the two I knew.
There you go. That's all you needed.
I was ready to go.
Well, we have your chance to win some tickets with Bay or Coldplay. You play a fun game if you're caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Do you know the lyrics well enough to score yourself some tickets? We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
On a single light.
Bay or Coldplay.
It was called Yellow.
That is what we need you to decipher and answer. Jenna came up with the contest, Bay or Coldplay. Basically, Jenna, what we're going to do is give you some lyrics. Mm-hmm. You tell us what artist that lyric comes from.
If you it's Beyonce or Coldplay.
Yep, I have three sets of lyrics. You got to get two out of three. So even if you miss one, you think Coldplay lyrics and Beyonce lyrics are very obviously different, right?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But they're both pretty artsy. They're artsy people. All right, let's meet our contestant. We were looking for call number 13, and that is you, Trisha Lee. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
What's up, girlfriend? Tell us about you.
Well, I'm 25 years old, and I'm a marketing director for a property management company, and I love Coldplay.
Oh, you love Coldplay. Perfect. Okay. Perfect. Do you think you know all their lyrics to all their songs?
I would want to say yes, but I don't know any Beyonce songs.
Okay. So you might be able to tell just if you don't know the lyrics.
Process of elimination.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't make this too hard, I hope. Okay. So let's go. So I'm going to give you the first one. You tell me who it is, and you just have to get two out of three, all right?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Here's your first lyric. I don't care. Go on and tear me apart. I don't care if you do, because in a sky full of stars, I think I saw you.
That's Coldplay.
What is it?
Coldplay.
That is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is your final answer. Let's find out. Yeah! That was a mashup right there.
Yeah.
That was Coldplay, Sky Full of Stars.
Got it.
Okay, here's your next one.
Oh, so far so good. You just need to get one more to win, Trisha.
Okay.
Oh, brother, I can't get through. I've been trying hard to reach you, because I don't know what to do.
I honestly have never heard that lyric before. So I'm just so nervous right now, but I'm just going to say it's Beyonce.
You're going to say it's Beyonce? You're going to lock that answer in?
Yes.
Locked in. Let's find out.
Oh, sort of sounds like Beyonce.
But it's not.
But it's not, Kelly.
It's not, Kelly.
Not close enough.
It's Coldplay.
Okay.
That's that song, Talk.
Okay.
You know Talk?
No, I don't.
you're not playing. Yeah. Kelly.
Okay, right. One more. You got to get this one to win, all right?
Trisha.
Okay. Oh, my God.
You're one for two.
Okay.
Like Jenna said, if you get this one right, you're on your way to see Coldplay. We got your tickets.
Okay.
They're right here. I'm holding them.
Ready?
Are you ready?
Ready. I'm
all right.
Ready.
All right, here's your last one. No, no, no.
That's pretty tough. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's Beyonce.
Yeah! Trisha!
Yay!
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Yay!
Right,
I'm sorry I tricked you on the other one. I'm sorry. I thought I made it easy.
No, you're fine. Oh, my God. This is amazing. I'm at the airport right now, and everyone's looking at me.
Oh, cool.
Oh, man.
Where are you on your way to?
I'm going to Seattle.
Oh.
Yay.
What are you doing out there?
I'm going for work, actually.
Oh.
Let me know how it is. I'm going in a week for a wedding.
Oh, yeah. I've never been, so I'm super excited.
All right.
And I'm even more excited for Coldplay now. So thank y'all so much.
No problem. We got you two pairs of tickets. Who are you going to take?
One pair of tickets.
I'm sorry. One pair of tickets. I don't know.
One pair of tickets,
you get two tickets.
I'm going to force my boyfriend to go with me.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll like it.
There you go.
He'll like that show.
He will. He'll enjoy it. They put on a great show.
For sure.
For sure.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
You're welcome. Have a safe flight.
All right, Trisha.
Travel safe to Seattle. Get some coffee at Starbucks.
Trisha Lee with her tickets to Coldplay. She's going to force her boyfriend to go.
Yep.
That is a big deal to have Starbucks in Seattle. That is a big deal.
Yeah, sure.
You should get a little commemorative mug.
You go to the flagship. It's a cool store.
I guess the original store is there.
It is. Yeah, it is. And it's cool. Yeah.
The original
out the door. Yeah, it's right down by the fish market.
Oh, I'd rather go to like a new one that's state of the art.
It is. It
you
is.
Gotta go to
it's
the
different
original.
There. It's, yeah. It's cool.
Kind of like the world's biggest Hooters is you know, down the street. You have to go there just for the heck
The world's it. Biggest Hooters?
Yeah. It's right down the street.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Al would know.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you want,
like,
we still
like
have
the store or just some girl you know.
Both, actually.
Yeah, she's in the phone as Hooters down the street. Yeah, we have your tickets all week long to see Coldplay. Make sure you're listening at 7:40 Central to play Bay or Coldplay. You just heard how easy it was, right?
All right,
easy-ish.
What was that last lyric, Jenna?
Oh no, no, no! It's so hard to not sing it.
Sing it,
yeah.
Oh, no. Pretty good. Pretty good.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
How's your back, though?
I'm struggling, Al.
You're all hunched over.
I don't know how to do this back thing.
You try the cupping.
I can't cup right now, but
you're supposed to cup when you're injured.
I know. I didn't have time. It just happened yesterday.
But no, I know. I'm telling you to go today.
Go today. Sitting hurts. Standing hurts. Walking hurts.
Yeah, not walking hurts.
Not walking hurts.
Yeah.
Sleeping was the worst. Can't sleep on your... I like sleeping on my side or on my stomach. That's that's out of the question because the only thing that feels good is sitting up with an angle. Can't be straight up.
That's why you're going to start hitting the recliner like the old guys do. You're going to start hitting the recliner.
Start bumming drugs off your friend.
Yeah.
JC hurt his back doing something stupid. Well, it's kind of stupid. Lifting up the lawnmower, trying to mow the lawn.
He didn't stretch out.
I'm an idiot.
And he hurt his back.
Al, you're so right. I'm making all these noises when I sit down.
So.
I got a tweet right here that's actually pretty funny.
Go ahead.
Elias wrote us and said, I work out 5 days a week, and I hurt my back cooking an omelet.
Telling you.
Yes, I'm a dad, and I live in the suburbs.
It's the little things. It's not the big things that'll do it.
It's the things your muscles don't normally
do.
Right.
Oh, well, I think it's just when you move to the suburbs, your back gets hurt, no matter how old you are.
So if you hurt yourself in a really, really stupid way, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So dumb injuries, Al, is what you want to hear.
I guess mine wasn't that dumb when I hurt my knee. running a 40-yard dash against Jenna. That's kind of stupid because nobody my age should be racing
smoked
anyone.
Smoked you.
Smoked them.
I tore my ACL.
You didn't warm up. We did it last. You didn't stretch out like I told you.
Yeah.
It was chilly out.
We have a couple of text messages here. You could text the show with the same phone number while we wait for some calls. But did Cameron Crowe, that Jenna connected with on their last interview last week, ever try to contact her? That's from Melissa. Jenna?
Oh gosh, I forgot about that. No, he hasn't. Why hasn't he? Kelly was hyping it up. She sent an email trying to sell me, I think.
I did.
Yeah, I didn't know if we hit it off romantically. I think we just hit it off in the interview.
Well, that's how it blossoms.
All you have to do is look up your picture, say she's cute, and give you a little buzz. Yeah. I don't know. I tried.
Has there ever been an interview and they hooked up? Like
I knew someone who interviewed Kevin Costner, and he asked her to dinner.
Really?
Here locally, yeah. I know that.
Did she go?
Yeah, she went.
Did she kiss him?
I don't remember what she said. It's been a long time since I spoke to her, but they went to dinner. It was when he was not married, and it was a while back, but that's huge.
Yeah.
So I guess you can. And I know this isn't the biggest A-list celebrity, but Juliana Rancic married the guy that won
Bill
Rancic.
Oh, yeah.
She interviewed him.
Is that
and
how
they started dating. Yeah. So it does happen.
And they've lasted a long time.
Yeah.
We interviewed Rosalind Sanchez years and years ago, and I sent her flowers.
And?
Okay. Corny. I know.
That's fine. That's what you do. That's romantic.
Nothing.
Oh. Anyway. But what about that one time you interviewed Millie Jackson?
Never interviewed her.
Oh, you didn't?
He just had to buy her a pack of smokes.
Oh <my gosh. laughs> Man, that's Al's one celebrity hookup right there. If you want to look her up, really Millie Jackson is the name. She has beautiful covers for her albums where she sits on a toilet.
It wasn't really a hookup.
Yeah. More of a... Big Al Mac, a question here.
Yes.
Dana tweeted, what's the best night to catch Big Al Mac at his bar for a free shot?
For a free shot.
Oh, for a free shot.
Yeah. Well,
put that in there.
What's the key?
I'm there every day.
Basically, all you have to do is go into his bar and say, hey, you talked to me on the radio. Remember you said you'd buy me a drink when I'm in? He's not going to remember.
No, you're probably right. So I'll probably give you a free shot. So when am I there? I'm there during the week, but not as late. On the weekend, I'm there later, usually.
On the weekends, you are,
yeah.
He'll be singing usually.
What's prime time for you? Like 11 p.m. on a weekend, you'd for sure be there?
Yeah.
A guarantee?
Sometimes, or even early, if I don't have like a dinner with somebody, you know?
Right.
So, but yeah, generally speaking, from 9 to about midnight or 1.
But listen, let me give you a tip here, Kid Nation.
Okay.
Have your backstory set. Tell him it was like, you called Indra and does that make me crazy? Or, you know, love letters to Kelly. Make sure you have a cool backstory because Al forgets everything.
Make up anything,
yeah. As long as it has to do with the show.
Yeah.
Have that ready to go.
Why are we? I don't know, we're helping people scam how to get free things from Al.
Let me make a profit, dude. Let me make a little bit of a profit.
You're doing fine.
This is how you do it.
Is it just me or has anyone else noticed that JC's kids are always in their pajamas on Snapchat?
Yeah, what's up? You make money?
They just come home and they want to get in their pajamas.
I get that. They're fun pajamas.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed because I'm the same. I go home. First thing I do is take off the jeans and put on sweats.
You want to get comfy.
When I'm home, I'm in sweats.
My daughter's same thing. I want to get in comfy. The minute she walks in the door, I want to put on comfy clothes.
Yeah.
For her, it's just a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. For your kids, it's their pajamas.
Sure. They'll even wear, if it's 107 degrees out, they'll wear the long pants and the long shirt.
Same.
Just because that's their pajamas. Speaking of my kids, before we get into these dumb injuries calls, thank you for calling, by the way, Kid Nation. We see you. My daughter, Chloe, who is just, Kelly, you've met her, Jenna Al. She is the sweetest little girl you've ever met.
Yeah, adorable.
She's two, right?
Yeah, she's 2 years old. Listen to this little voice. She wanted a tattoo. For her birthday.
I don't think you should get a tattoo. You're too little.
Tattoo.
What kind of tattoo do you want? You want an Elsa one?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to wait till you're like at least 30?
She's so cute. She says she's like her mom.
Can you say shoes?
Shoes.
Mm-hmm. That was her first word right there.
Shoes.
So she's been the cutest, cuddliest little girl of all time.
Yeah.
Until freaking yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
She turned into a beast. She's awful.
What?
This is what's in my head when she appears in front of me now.
My.
We took her to the circus because they wanted to go to the circus, my son and daughter. And I don't know if it's because she's about to be 3 and she's turning into a 3-nager.
3 is horrible.
It, Kelly,
it's not two, it's three. Okay.
It's like a switch has been flipped in my daughter.
Three is horrible.
And it happened yesterday when we were buying popcorn. My sweet, lovable daughter who hugs me and clings to my leg when I bought her popcorn looked at it, threw it on the ground, and yelled, "No!" In front of everyone.
But she know how much popcorn costs.
Yeah, $6, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
$6.50.
She threw it on the ground.
She threw it on the ground. She goes, "No!"
Why?
I don't like caramel.
Did you remember to butter it, layer it? Layer the butter?
No, see, I bought her the caramel corn because I figured we're at the circus. I don't know. Movies is for the other corn. And so I bought her the caramel corn thinking, you know, that's what we buy at the circus. And she threw it down screaming. And then she crossed her arms and did this weird, I don't approve face on me in front of everyone.
She told
you. It's so embarrassing in public, too.
Is that normal?
Yeah.
Well, if she doesn't like caramel corn, it is. Obviously, she does not care for the caramel corn.
She did not care for the caramel corn. It's like she turned into a teenager all of a sudden.
Would you get her cotton candy?
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to get
her. No, I went and got her the regular popcorn. I shouldn't have.
No, you shouldn't.
She was so awful in front of me.
You shouldn't have.
You rewarded her bad behavior.
I know, but I can't have her.
We all do it.
I know. I'm not used to her being like that. So I was like, let me fix that by buying you stuff that I shouldn't be buying you.
She's a woman. She's just
two. Let me just say.
What?
How are those poodles?
Oh my gosh.
Were the poodles great?
The poodles are my favorite.
The poodles at the circus. The one poodle does the worm. Did they get the poodle to do the worm?
Yep.
The poodle I've does never the seen. Worm.
They jump over each
the
other.
Worm on the ground. Yeah. The dancing worm.
I bet the poodle loves life every day.
Right. They look like they're having a good time.
Really?
Yeah. The tigers, on the other hand, They
don't look happy. They look grumpy.
We'll be honest. They don't look happy.
Tigers would you be happy in a cage?
No. But the poodles, having a blast.
Poodles were great.
Jumping over each other. They're doing the conga line.
And the trampoline guys.
Trampoline guys are so good.
Seriously.
Circus was dope. Lots of my people out there.
Really?
Yeah, I was saying shout out left and right.
Is that a Mexican thing?
Yeah, we love the circus. El circus.
What is it?
El circus.
El circus. Circus.
Yeah. Man, you had a blast, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. I did. I was like, who's hooking up with who, though?
Oh, with the carnies?
Because I bet you the trampoline guys get, like, the trapeze girls.
Oh, yeah.
Because those guys are pretty...
Yeah, they're all limber.
They're pretty
stuff.
Buff and limber. Yeah. Yeah. Had a blast, though. Let's get to our phones, because we want to hear from your dumb injuries. Could be back injury. Could be hurt your arm. It doesn't matter.
Is this move to the suburb injuries?
Yeah. I mean... I think that's just what happens when you move to the suburbs. You're more susceptible to injury. Joe, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Please tell us about your dumb injury.
Okay, well, my daughter got invited to a gymnastics place for her friend's birthday party.
I like where this is going.
I've done backflips on a trampoline before with no hands. Yeah. Well, they had a trainer there that decided he was going to teach me how to do a backflip on, I guess it wasn't really a springboard, but it was the padded floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it really didn't work out. All I remember his saying was 1, 2, 3, jump. And I guess when I came up, I brought my knees to my chest. I rotated halfway and I came down on the back of my neck and I broke my neck in 3 places.
Whoa! Dude!
Dude!
I spent the next 6.5 weeks in a C-collar, laying in bed, and
oh
no work.
Gosh.
But you can walk and stuff? You're good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
God.
And it fractured my C7, T1, and T2.
Oh, man.
That sounds really
bad. If it would
have
broke the C7 any more, then I probably would have been paralyzed from it.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, the backflips scare me.
Yeah.
It wasn't very fun.
Yeah. Did you get a cheer, though, at least?
Yeah, I was not the cool dad at that party.
I'm glad you're all right,
Joe,
dude.
Yeah, definitely.
Me too.
Thanks for calling, Joe. Man! A little more lighthearted here from the text.
Yeah.
Man, I'm glad Joe's okay. I hurt my back sitting down, folding someone else's laundry.
Not even your own laundry.
I couldn't walk for 3 days.
Can you sue that person?
Sometimes I hurt myself because I'm being lazy trying to do something.
Yeah.
Like when you're sitting on the couch and you see the remote, and instead of getting up and going to get it, I try and find ways to use my legs and my arms and reach for it.
That's the
and contort so I don't have to stand up.
We are not contortionists. Man, we're doing dumb injuries because I hurt my back being an idiot trying to lift a lawnmower. Hey, Mike, you've escaped great injury in the past.
I did.
How?
I was in the military for 12 years in the Army.
Okay.
I had 5 deployments between Iraq and Afghanistan. Like, my 3rd deployment, I was shot in my vest in the front.
Whoa.
And my broke 2 ribs.
Whoa.
My 4th deployment, I survived an IED that went off and blew up the truck. I got out and got shot in my back.
Oh, my gosh.
And then after my 5th deployment in Afghanistan, I got home unscathed. And 2 weeks later, while I was on leave, going outside, and I had 3 steps in front of my house, tripped over my dog and completely dislocated my knee and had to have reconstructive surgery and had to get out of the military.
Oh, no.
All that serving our country, man. Taking bullets and IEDs. Yeah. And what took him down?
The dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man.
Oh, what kind of dog?
He was a small pit bull named Biscuit.
Did you put him down?
No. He did have to go, though.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Mike.
And thanks for your service.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, man.
Look at that. The dog took him out.
Yep.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
Tell us about your dumb injury.
Okay, well, it was just a regular day, getting in the shower, thought everything was fine. I ended up falling. I landed, like, on the edge of the tub. We have a towel rack outside our tub, and I kicked it, like, as hard as I could. I had a calcium deposit form on the, like, top of my foot, and I couldn't wear tennis shoes for 5 months.
Oh, my God.
Random.
Jeez. Yeah, right?
Yeah, wow. It, like, couldn't put any pressure on it at all.
Oh, my God.
So frustrating.
Yeah.
See, that's another reason to take bubble baths. Another reason to take a bubble bath.
Yeah, another reason. I feel like I'd get more injured taking a bubble bath for some reason.
Yeah.
It's way more slippery. Careful. Thank you, Amanda. Ooh. How do you break bones while baking, Alethea?
So the church called me up to make some cupcakes for Easter. So
I looked on
Pinterest and found these cute little bunny cupcakes. I was so excited to make them. I got them all done and decided to take a picture of my product. I stood up on my bar stool and got it all in frame, got it all pretty. Picture, snapped the picture, and my 3-year-old come over there and turned my bar stool. So instead of falling in my cupcake that I was so proud of, I threw myself into the sink and broke 3 ribs.
Oh, oh no. My God! Oh,
wow.
The cupcakes could have at least padded your fall.
Big time. Oh. And you could have eaten them.
Oh.
That's all you, because you touched them.
This is the first time the church asked me to do anything, so I was super excited.
Yeah. Did you quit going to church?
No.
Okay.
No one would have blamed you.
Yeah, nobody would have blamed you. Right. Thank you for your call, Alethea.
Oh, sorry about that.
The ribs baking, and that's the worst. You can't laugh, breathe, big cough, big nothing. Let's take a couple more calls before we go.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Shelly. Yeah,
okay.
Okay. Shelly's ready to go.
Shelly approves.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Shelly.
Morning.
How'd you hurt yourself?
Okay, so it was just before Christmas, and I was making those fleece no-sew blankets.
Uh-huh.
So I had my hands full of the material, and I have a baby gate because I have a little dog, and I don't like her going places, so I was going over the baby gate. And my toe caught, and I went down, and I broke my kneecap. I broke it right in half.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
It hurts
so
me thinking about it.
So I recommend if you have a baby gate, take it down.
Yeah. Thank you, Shelly.
Oh,
break your kneecap right down the middle.
Oh, my God.
Man, dogs are proven to be
a
cause of injury.
Dogs and toys.
Yeah, dogs and toys.
Yeah, for some reason, George is starting to get on my feet all of a sudden. He won't move.
It's like, get out of here.
Out of nowhere, he just started doing that.
And then they yelp like you're...
You
like,
kick him?
Yeah.
You kick him because you don't see him?
I would think Legos are pretty dangerous. I don't have to deal with Legos.
Yeah.
Whenever I've been around Legos, I hurt myself.
You're reminded you have kids roughly every 30 seconds, thanks to Legos.
Frustrating.
Sometimes you can get hurt trying to be a pop star like Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning.
What happened?
So I love Britney and Madonna, and they had that Me Against the Music video.
Yeah.
And I've never done yoga, at least at that point in my life, I'd never done yoga, but I thought that when Madonna did that thing where she laid on her stomach and she reached behind her and grabbed her feet and rolled back and forth.
Yeah.
I thought that looked pretty simple.
Oh, yeah, that's a hard pose.
So I tried it, but I was laying in bed. And it's not easy, and I put my back out for 3 weeks.
Oh.
I was like bending over for like the whole time. It was awful.
Oh,
that, for the love of Madonna.
For the love of Madonna.
I know. It was worth it, I guess.
Yeah.
how'd the video come out?
I didn't film it, luckily. It was before the time of Snapchat and all that, which is lucky.
Yeah. Man. We'll take one more from JC.
All right.
To prove to you never to get into it with your wife. JC, how do you get hurt?
Well, it doesn't ice over very much down here in South Georgia.
Uh-huh.
So, we was going to school. I just took all my kids out to the car.
Yeah.
And I had an argument with my wife, and I was coming outside with a coffee in one hand and water in the other to de-ice the window.
Uh-huh.
And I got down to about the last step, and my feet slipped out from under me. Hey. Coffee went one way, water went the other, and I landed on my back.
So who won that argument?
Well, she did. She come out laughing. Come on, that's what you get for being all huffy.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.